We're in Siman Tov Kuf Tzadi Beis. Siv Beis, the Mechaber says, Yachid Eino Mafsik Liskoa Bebrachos Afiyu Yeshlo Mi Sheyiskalo. An individual does not stop in the middle of his Shmona Esrei in order to hear the shofar, even if he has someone to blow shofar for him. Nishimura says the reason is because the Tzkios Al Seder HaBrachos was only established for a Tzibur, not for an individual. The Rama adds, Ela Tokim Lokodim Sheyispal Musaf, rather, he should have a tkiyah shofar before he davens musaf. Ein tzarich liskol loshenis, he does not need another set of tkiyos afterwards. And the Mishnah Berurah says that the reason for the tkiyos for him is to confuse the satan, so that the satan is a makatreg during his shmona esrei. So if gimel lo yasiach lo atokea velo hatzibor ben tkiyos shem yushav le tkiyos shem uma, nobody should speak, whether it be the person who's blowing the shofar or the tzibor who is hearing the shofar, and whether it be during the tkiyos after Kriyas Torah or the tkiyos during Chazar Sashatz. Miu b'niyat tkiyos atfilos ein hefsek, the Rama says, however, you are allowed to say things which are needed for purposes of tkiyos shofar or for the davening. V'imsach tvarim b'telim ein tzarech l'achsor l'varech, and if you speak something unrelated to the tkiyos or the tfila, you would not need to go back. V'ein tzarech l'omar sh'leyosichu b'im bracha l'tkiyos im lo b'inyan ha'tkiyos, and for sure, you shouldn't speak in between the bracha and tkiyos shofar. That would for sure be a problem. The Shabura says the reason it's a problem for the tzibur also is because they're being yotze, so it's like they actually made the bracha. During the tkiyos, the actual sounds, you need to be quiet because you need to be able to hear the sound. But even not during the sound, we can't have a hefsek because the bracha is going on all the tkiyos that you are hearing. The Derech HaChaim says that between the bracha and the end of the tkiyos de miyushav, you're not allowed to speak even about things related to the tfilos, and therefore you shouldn't say any of the hiratzons or anything like that. However, there are many chassidim who do say the hiratzons, and they have what to rely on. The reason that you would be you shouldn't speak during the tkiyos shofar, again, is, as we said, it's all one mitzvah. If you do speak dvarim betalim between the tkiyos to miyushav, then you don't need to go back. And the Mishnah Berurah says, because it's similar to someone who speaks after having, they make hamotzi, and then they start chewing their food, and then they speak, that they wouldn't need to go back because it's all one suda. And this is a bit odd, because once you've eaten, the bracha has already been chal. So it's unclear what the Mishnah Berurah exactly is getting at, but that's what he compares it to. All the tkiyos are comparable to eating a big meal. And just like you're allowed to talk during the meal, b'dieved, you'd be allowed to talk during chazar, during the tkiyos. But it's unclear what the Mishnah Berurah is really getting at. So again, one should avoid any talking, but if you need to say something like, bring me a shofar, or something like that, that would be permissible. And even after we finish at tkiyos de me'umad, after chazar sashatz, the Chayyadim says that you shouldn't speak until you have the end 30 kolos at the end, which get you up to 100. You shouldn't speak then either. There are others that say that one does not need to be makbid. However, the minhag is to be makbid, not to talk during that time either. Singing along with the chazan, to sing along the nigunim, or saying baruch uberuch shemo, or anything like that, Roshomo Zalman Orbach says, is mutter, because that is sorach hatfila. Saying Asher Yatzar, if someone needs to say it, the Minchas Yitzchak and the Shevet Alevi and Rosh Shlomo Zalman and Rav Yashiv all say that you'd be allowed to make Asher Yatzar during the time between the tkiyos. That would be okay. And there's also a fear that you might come to forget and you might not end up doing it at all. However, the Rav Moshe Feinstein says that it's not really such a chashash, and therefore if you want to wait, you'd be able to wait until afterwards. We already mentioned earlier that between the bracha and the tkiyah there shouldn't be any talking, but the makri is allowed to say tkiyah, even though there are some who say that that should not be said. Siv dalet, zesha tokeh kshein yoshvin tokeh al seder habrachos. The person who is the Baal Tokeh for the Tkiyos de Miyushav should also be the one who is the Baal Tokeh for the Tkiyos de Me'umad, because we have a rule that whoever starts a mitzvah should finish the mitzvah. The Rama adds, Amiyo eino ma'ake v'yachol acher l'skoa el asherei lasos kein. However, this is not ma'ake, and if he doesn't want to make the bracha, if he doesn't want to be the one who blows the shofar for the second set, he would not need to. Simen Tav Kuf Tzadi Gimel, Ima Brachos HaTkiyos Ma'akvo Zo Ezo, Sif Aleph, Brachos Shor Rosh Hashanah V'Yom Kippur, Ma'akvo Zo Ezo, Shim Einu Yedea Kulam, Lo Yomar Mashe Yedea Meyam, Elo Lo Yomar Klum. All the brachos of Shemona Esrei and Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur are ma'ak of each other, and therefore if you don't know one of the brachos, you shouldn't say any of the brachos at all. The Mishnah Berurah points out that this sounds like the rest of the year, you would be allowed to make one bracha even if you don't know the rest of the brachos. But in the Berlacha, he disagrees and says that even according to the Magen Avraham, that's only rachame ba'alma, which means you're asking for things, but not that you're actually yotze the mitzvah if you don't say all the brachos, because even skipping one of the 18 brachos of Shemona Esrei, we say you need to go back to the beginning to say it all seder. So for sure, that would be the case over here, that if you don't know one of the brachos, you're not going to be yotzei the mitzvah shemoneh esrei, but you're just asking Hashem for those things which you need.